All right. I could play it all day long. Tess Farber, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Oh, I'm loving the music intro.
Oh, yeah. This is Cape Town. Welcome to Cape Town. To you listening at home, by the way, Tess Farber is a principal travel consultant and director and founder of Travel Bargo, joins you every Friday around about this time to tell you about all things travel related. And today, she's looking at some exciting things for you to do over the festive season so you and your loved ones can get out and about and enjoy this time of the year. Tess, it's your show.
Yes, it is my show. So, you know, I was thinking about this topic, and there's so much to do in our beautiful, tiny little city. So I started thinking about, like, what to do, like, if I think about one day, what I would recommend for my clients to do. So I thought, well, when you wake up in the morning, it's good to go get some exercise, and there is no better place to see the sunrise or to see to have a great view of the city than up on the mountain. And we're lucky enough to have two great hikes right there in the city, whether it's going up Table Mountain or whether it's going up Lion's Head. It's absolutely fantastic. It's pretty safe because, especially if you go certain routes, there's lots of people, and that's what I would recommend to travelers and even to the locals. Wake up in the morning, go up the mountain, go watch the sunrise, take even a coffee flask with you. It's for free, which is great at this time of year. Anything for free at this time of year goes and ticks all my boxes. And, just go on the routes, take a friend with, go on the routes that's really busy, like go up Platte Klip Gorge or, you know, walk up Lion's Head. And, yeah, what a great way to start your day with doing some exercise and then getting to see the city. I mean, it's so beautiful. So that's how I would start my perfect day in Cape Town City. And then next, after we've done some exercise, we need to eat. And I always love going to the Oranjezicht City Farm Market. And to the listeners that haven't been there and don't know where that is, it's actually not in Oranjezicht. It's at the waterfront. And they really do cater for everyone. They cater for people with kids. They've got always like something to do with the kids there. They cater for the vegans, for the not vegans, for, you know, there's not like a lot of steps to walk. It's flat. So it's really for everybody. You can adopt a dog. You can buy your weekly vegetables. And it's just they've got everything. They've got like sweet food, they've got savory food, they've just got absolutely everything. So I think that's what I would do next. Have you been to that market, Ab?
No.
What?
I'm that kind of person. I know, Tess. You know, I haven't been to Table Mountain. I haven't been to Lion's Head. The only place that I've been to that I enjoyed is the Kirstenbosch Gardens. Yeah, that I get.
Kirstenbosch Gardens. And if you love Kirstenbosch Gardens, you will absolutely love the market. It's just like, it's got that Cape Town feeling. It makes us so proud. So, yeah, that's what I would do next. So this day then is actually for you as well, Abs, to do over the December period. And then the next thing we want to do, I mean, we've done some exercise now and we've had something to eat, is to chill. And we are so lucky here in Cape Town because we've got so many nice beaches right at our doorstep. I mean, we've got all the Cliftons, we've got Glen Beach, we've got Camps Bay, there's Eries and Sea Point you can go. I mean, if you go a little bit further, there's just so many. And we are actually spoiled for choice. I don't know about any other city that's got like 10 beaches to choose from. You know, oh, where do I feel like going today? So that's what I would definitely do next. And I think the tourists should go, even though the water is so cold, it's nice and refreshing. And I mean, we're getting a lot of heat at the moment, so it's the perfect place to go. I would recommend, and just a little tip, is that parking is always a bit of a problem in Cape Town. So if you take the My City bus, they stop at most beaches. It's like 5-6 rand from the city to take the My City bus. Or if you're a group of people, take an Uber or take a taxi so that you don't, you know, waste more, because you're going to pay the same for parking anyway, and then you'll end up looking for parking for a long time. So you don't want to waste time. So take the Uber or take the bus, and then you'll enjoy your day at the beach. So that's what I would basically do for the rest of that day, is just lie around on the beach and enjoy myself and read a book and, you know, just absolutely chill out. And then the last thing, and I feel like everybody should do this, because one of these things I've already done twice because it was so amazing, is that We've got two amazing internationally acclaimed shows on at the moment in Cape Town. We've got Kinky Boots at the Fugard Theatre, and we've got the Rocky Horror Show at the Artscape. And both of them are absolutely amazing. So I would recommend all Cape Townians, all travellers, do yourself a favour and go to the theatre and watch and support. It is, they are absolutely amazing. They are all so talented. They've worked so hard. So that is definitely how I would end my day off. I would probably go watch Kinky Boots for the third time because it's that amazing.
Oh, wonderful, Tess. Listen, unfortunately, we've run out of time, but thank you so very much for joining us on the show. Listen, we chat again next year now. A happy Merry Christmas to you and yours, and a happy New Year.
Absolutely insane to you, Abs.
Wonderful. Tess Farber, ladies and gentlemen, the founder of Travel Bus.